Have a ringing in your ear? Being around too much loud noise, like a leaf blower or a rock concert, can cause tinnitus and permanent hearing loss. Hearing loss is the third most common chronic health condition in the U.S. The louder a sound is, and the longer you're exposed to it, the more likely it will damage your hearing. Repeated exposure to noise can cause stress, anxiety, depression, high blood pressure, heart disease, and many other problems. The CDC recommends the following guidelines to prevent hearing loss. Avoid noisy places. Use earplugs, protective earmuffs, or noise-canceling headphones when near loud noises, and keep the volume down when watching TV or listening to music and using headphones. This message is brought to you by your volume-aware DJs at WREV FM Burlington.
Good afternoon. You are now listening to WREV FM Burlington. This is the show Dissection Theater. And now, before I go any further, since it is the top of the hour, it's time for the news and the worries. So for the news, I chose an article from the ABC News website published on the 9th of May by Julia Jacobo entitled "What Pompeo 14 to Say About Climate Change." Since I want to talk about climate change, but I couldn't find any article that stood out, so I decided to go with this one. The newly elected Pompeo 14 could continue in his predecessor's footsteps at a steward of the environment of a Catholic church, according to environmental experts. American-born Robert Francis Prevost, now the 267th leader of a Catholic church, has been outspoken about the need for action to fight climate global warming, according to the College of Cardinals report, a document that offers profiles on a dozen of popular candidates. Neil has in the past warned against the harmful consequences of unchecked technological advancement and runs closely with Francis's environmental priorities, this profile states. The new Pope has spoken about global warming as recently as November of 2024. During a seminar room dedicated to addressing the problems of environmental crisis, Neil said that it was time to move, quote, from words to action on environmental crisis. He praised efforts by the Vatican to reduce its carbon footprint by installing solar panels and switching to electric vehicles. The conference brought Cardinals together to discuss the negative impacts climate change imposes on the most vulnerable populations around the world. Prevost also stressed at the time the need for the Catholic Church's involvement in the climate fight is based on the social doctrine of the Church, a fundamental framework of social teachings. Humans must engage in a, quote, relationship of reciprocity with the environmental rather than the tyrannical, unquote, Neil said. Environmentalists and climate leaders lauded the election of Neil as the Pope, who they expect will continue the environmental legacy left by Pope Francis, who Neil served as a senior advisor. Neil's dual American and Peruvian nationality, as well as his charismatic personality, ability to connect with the people of the church, were helping reach white audiences were speaking out against environmental issues, unquote, said Manuel Pongo-Vado, the global leader of climate energy at the World Wildlife Fund, said in a statement. Pope Francis was the first pontiff in history to take a public stance on combating climate change. During his inaugural march in St. Peter's Square, just days after being elected a pope in 2014, Francis emphasized the need for all people on earth to assume the world protector of the environment. So that's the news item for today, which is very interesting, to say the least. And now some for the weather for the day of the National Weather Service website. It is forecast to be sunny with a 158 today in Burlington. Tonight, increasing clouds with a low around 41. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a 173. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a low around 50. And Tuesday, partly sunny with a 177. So that's your news in the movie. And now for today's playlist, since I've not been on the air but I do have a good playlist, you know. I'm making effort to show up and do some more shows, but I'm just starting off the top of the hour with the track The Suns and Heavens Fall from Smoke Mountain. And I'll have some pretty cool shots.